We're welcome to Star 94.1, Luther Barnes. Luther, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Hey, just fine.
Great.
Through your project somehow, some way, and it is just skyrocketing up the charts. Tell us about that project, and is it something you're doing different on this project?
Well, a little bit. Actually, this is the first project I've done with the Redwood Gospel Choir in, I guess, about 7 or 8 years. And we wanted to just sort of upbeat the music a little bit and put a little more spunk to it. We have the horns and string section, and have Jeff Majors doing harp on one of the songs. And so it's just a little different from some of the music we put out in the past. But I'm very proud of it. The title song, Somehow, Some Way, it's a very nice song, a song of hope that we're going to make it with Jesus and hand in hand, sticking together. We'll make it through these tough times, the tragedies that are going on in the world, the hurricane victims and all. Just an encouraging song. And a lot of people are taking this song for a wedding song as well, to say somehow, some way we're going to make it. And so God is blessing it, and we certainly thank you and other radio announcers for embracing this song and the whole project.
No problem. How would you categorize the Luther Barnes sound? Because you are, we know you're a quartet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
But sometimes it sounds like you may be out of the box.
Well, I've been blessed through my career to be associated with the choirs and the quartets. I have no problem with my background as far as the quartet scene, but I also lack the choir. The Edwin Hawkins sound, the Andre Crouch sound, all that. I grew up on that music, and I love it. And I was fortunate enough to have a record company that would let me do both, which is a little different. Most people are recognized one way or the other, whether it's quartet or choir, whatever, contemporary or traditional. I like to sort of play with all of it. And if you listen to my music carefully, you hear it. Most people try to keep me sort of in a box and say, hey, he's traditional, he's quartet, but then I try to fool them sometimes, let them know I have a little bit more than just that, but I have no problem. I don't just try to ignore my background in quartet. So I like to call my music inspirational. I like to inspire people through my music. I don't know about the traditional or the contemporary. I don't just try to stick within of that. I just try to write a good song. And whatever I can do to enhance that song, make it nice, that's what I'll do, and let people deal with it as they please.
Here's a hard question.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to pick your favorite Luther Barnes song, what would it be? I told you it was a hard question.
Yeah, it's probably one of those that you never hear. I have some favorites that, you know, is not always the first song people pick out to play. Of course, you know, I always have loved I'm Still Holding On, which is my all-time favorite, which is my testimony. They said I wouldn't make it. They said I wouldn't be here today, but I'm still holding on. This is my all-time favorite. But, you know, It's Your Time. It's been a great song. Heaven on My Mind was a great song. And I have so many picks that that I love and that God has blessed me with.
You know, speaking of Heaven on My Mind, It's Your Time, I'm one of those guys, Luther, you know, please forgive me, but I'm one of those guys, I'm tone deaf, right?
Okay.
But when I hear those songs, I'm in the studio, nobody can hear me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And man, I'm like, I'm Luther Barnes.
I'll listen to that.
And I said, if Luther Barnes were to hear me.
Isn't you, man?
But how does it feel knowing
all right.
that? Yeah, knowing that. You know, you have songs that people feel as if they're you when they sing that song.
Oh, yes, I hear that all the time when as I travel, people that do my music and that pattern my music, and I'm just very proud that I can write a song that people can take to and they just sing along, something for the masses. It's not so difficult that the average person can just grab and sing that other shore and songs like that. I just praise God for it.
You've done very well. Coming out of Rocky Mount, North Carolina, a lot of times you look for artists who come out of New York, Detroit,
right.
California. How is it that you've been able to do so well coming from a small place like Rocky Mount, North Carolina?
Well, it's just all God. I don't say I got anything special. I try to be straightforward. I try to be real. I try to stick with my family, my church family, and this is my home. And very proud of Rocky Mount. We travel a lot, many places, but it's always good to come back home here. And just as a testimony to let you know that you can make it wherever you are, wherever you're from. You know, there's no excuse now. The technology ahead is such now that you can do whatever you want to do wherever you are. And if you want to really go at it, just be consistent and stay with it. God will bless you.
Our guest is Luther Barnes. Luther, you also do something when you reach out to help other artists when they come into Rocky Mountain, North Carolina.
Yes, like, yes. I have the Fall Gospel Classic, the North Carolina Fall Gospel Classic. It's always in October, the first week of October, and it's a very large event. It's really developed very nicely. We have Bobby Jones and Shirley Caesar, the Williams Brothers, and so many, good gracious, we have so many people to come and share with us in this Fall Classic. Lee Williams, we've had Tatra Bett, and it's a wonderful opportunity to come and exercise your talent, and we get good ministry, good food, good fellowship. It's a four-day event, always in October.
Finally, what's next for Luther Barnes?
Well, actually, more of the same. I just pray that God will continue to use me. I want to do more producing other artists, helping other artists along the way. I've been blessed, and I just want to help others. And just let us know that we all can work together, whether it's a quartet or choir or traditional contemporary. It's all good. So we just break down the walls and bring us all together as one to fight this battle. God bless you, man.
Hey, God bless you. It has been a pleasure for me. Just to talk to you, because, Luther, I'd be messing your songs up, man.
Well, keep right on doing what you're doing, Doc.
But I love your sound. I love your sound, man. Thank you, and God bless you.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Our guest, Luther Barnes.